Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshivas Torah's motion around the world. We are continuing on a Shira Mishnayos. Today we are doing Maseches Yevamos, starting with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Meiri says the Mishnah we're going to be talking about, that's going to be explaining the Eishes Achav Shalal Yehayeh Ba'olamo, the brother, the wife of the brother who wasn't living at the same time the original brother was. Okay, why you mentioned go in discussing this case right away and not the other 14 ervas that were mentioned in the first parak? Because here, the tzara will be mutter to Yibam the second time she falls to Yibam, as we will see as we go on. And it's not the same with the other cases. So, Ketzad Eishes Achav Shalal Yehalama. Mishnah says, what is the case of an Eishes Achav Shalal Yehalama, the wife of the brother who didn't live at the same time, the original brother, and here the tzara will be mutter to go marry anybody she wants. She's not attached anymore. Because shnei achim, umeis echem mehem, if there are two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben died, let's say. After Reuben died, a Levi was born. Okay, and now Shimon's wife is Zakuk to the Yavam, to Reuven's wife is Zakuk to Shimon. Reuven died, his wife is Zakuk to Shimon. She's fallen to Shimon to do Yibam. And the third one, she can't do, the third brother who was born, can't do Yibam with because it's Eishes Achav Shalal Yehalama. That brother was not living at the same time as the original one that she was married to. So therefore, there's no din of Yibam to that one special. They have to be yachtiv. They have to be living contemporaneously. So for Achach Yavam Hasheni, Shimon did Yibam with Reuven's wife. Okay, and Shimon had another wife, as Rashi and Rav say. And Tereshel says, and we see in Mishnah Beis, that also the same thing will happen if there was Yibam and then the third brother was born. Okay, but here we're talking about the case where the third brother Levi was born and then there was Yibam. Umeis, and now Shimon died without children. Now he as the Rosh Hashanah says, he didn't have any children, just like Reuven didn't. So now Shimon's two wives will be falling, possibly, to Levi. So Rishoni Yotzim Shemesh Lach Shalai Lamo, the first wife who was married to a Reuven originally, can't do Yibam with Levi because Levi and Reuven are not living at the same time. Vashniya Yod Mishim Tarasa, and the tzara of that woman can't do Yibam either because she's a tzara to the woman who can't do Yibam because of Eishes Achav Shalal Yehalama. As Rashi says, we'll continue first a little bit. Asabah, if Shimon, instead of doing Yibam with Reuven's wife, did, okay, this one had Shimon, as Rashi and Rav explained, the one who just died, Shimon, he did Ma'amar. As Rav says, he married her with Kesef. He didn't do a complete Yibam, but he did a Kiddushin with Kesef with her. And with the Yavama, trying to do Kiddushin with the Yavama, with Kesef, it's not a complete Kiddushin. It's only Midrabanan it works. Okay, because Yavama is only nicknamed to a Yavam to be like an Ashes-ish, complete Ashes-ish, when he has beer with her. And Rasha and the Rav explain that here he didn't have a chance to do the complete Yibam until he died with Shimon. And there are The Ramah over there in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra, in Siman Kuf Samach Vav Sif Beis, the Ramah there says that we learned that a Mimer could be with either Kesef or Shtar. Here we're assuming that the Rav says he married her with Kesef, but the Ramah says it could have been Kesef or Shtar, but the Gra in Siman Kuf Samach Vav Osvav has a suffix about this, if Shtar would work for Mimer. So check it out in the Erech HaShogam, Siman Kuf Samach Vav, Sif Yud Gimel goes into a little bit more. So now, Shimon had done Mimer with Reuven's wife, Mace, and now he died, as the Torah Israel said, before he did Abia with that woman that he had done Mamre with. So Shniyecha, that says, here's the case where the second time now she can do Chalitza. Rashi Rav says, she doesn't become Pater because of Tzara's Erva. She's not really the Tzara of an Erva, not really the Tzara of Erva, because that wife never really completed the Yibam process. V'lo Mizeh Bemis. But she can't do, the Tzara can't do Yibam with the third brother, Rashi Rav explained, because Mimer does work a little bit, and she is a little bit of a Tzara's Erva to that Shimon's the wife that he did Mimer with. And the Rav adds, any place where there's no complete Kiddushin, you have to do Chalitza and not Yibam. Tesis Yenta says, according to what we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Mishnah Tes Perek Dalet, as the Rav says there, that there's Machlokas, if there is Zikr or not, is there a connection? As soon as the first brother dies, is there a connection? As he explains, from the time that the first Reuven died, she becomes a Shomeres Yavam. She's halachically attached to him, and she's almost like his Arusa. So they explain in the Gemara that the Mishnah, which says Asaba Mimer, is even if he never did Mimer. If Reuven died, and Shimon was supposed to do Yibam with Reuven's wife, so then the second one would do Chalitza, but not do Yibam. And this we say that might we say Mimer, why do we say that it was Mimer here, is to differentiate ourselves from Beis Shammai, who says in Mishnah Hey, Perek Gimel, that Mimer is Kona Kinyan Gomer, and she should be Pater even without Chalitza, because he married her, Shimon married Reuven's wife completely. Mimer would be good enough completely. So therefore, when Shimon died, his wife would be usher to do Yibam with the third brother, with Levi, because Levi never was alive at the same time as Reuven, and therefore her Tzara would be a complete good Tzara, because Mimer would be a good Kenyan, and therefore the Tzara would not be able to do Yibam either, and wouldn't even do Chalitza, because you couldn't do Yibam, you can't do Chalitza. So we're telling you, no, that here we don't hold like Bishami, we say that Mimer is only Midrabanan, and therefore it wasn't a complete Kenyan, and therefore the Tzara, the second time, goes free without any Chalitza. So Isis Yantav says that Mimer, as Rav explained, was he did Kiddushin with Kesef. And it's called Mimer because the only way you do Kiddushin is you have to say something. You can't just be quiet and give her Kesef. You have to say it, right? Kiddushously. Okay? So, or they have to be at least talking about Oso Inyan. They have to be talking about marriage ideas. And then he gives her the ring. As it says in Perek Dalet of Ma'aseh Sheni Mishnah Zayin. But Yibam doesn't have to have any kind of communications. It works even b'shogeg. If he thought she was another woman and he had relations with her, still she would be cunning to him, as it says in the beginning of Perek Vav. And this that the Rav says, b'kesef, he says, he's also, the Tzadon says, is also with a star. And that's what the New Kiyasev says in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, kesef b'shtar. And in the Gemara in Perek Hey, Dafnun Beis, it's Pashut, that to the Gemara, that since Kesef works, Ashtar also works. And therefore, the Braisa there doesn't even mention, only mentions Kesef, because it's Pashut, Kesef, and Shtar go together. Okay, moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, which the Gemara is on Daf Yud Ches and Beis. It says, Shnei Achim and Meis Echem Ahem. There were two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben died. V'yav Mashen Yiseh Shesachiv. And now Shimon did Yibam with Reuben's wife. And then Levi was born. Okay, like the first case in the first Mishnah was Levi was born before the Shimon did Yibam. Here we're saying Levi was born after Shimon did Yibam, Umeis, and Shimon died then, as Rashi Rav explained. Taisi Samson says, so there was no Zika to the third brother, because it was Solohi Balami, he wasn't alive at the same time that Shimon was alive. Still, the Pasuk says, V'yibma, that the original Yivumi Rishonim is still there. So what happens? Harishoni Yos Mishmei Sizachim Solohi Balami. Reuven, the one who was married to Reuven originally, goes out, doesn't do anything with the Levi, because Levi and Reuven were not living at the same time, so she has no connection to that Levi. Vashnia, and the second wife, the wife of Shimon, who was a co-wife at the same time with that first original wife of Reuven, she goes out because of a tzara. First Israel says, even if when he was born, she already had Yibam, she goes out because the tzara of that wife. Also, b'maymar, but what if Shimon had done maymar with her for mace and he died? Hashniyah choletzes lo misabemes. Then the tzara of that wife of Shimon, the one who had Yibam, goes out with chalitza and not with Yibam. Tosfos Yantif says, we don't really need this because we know this from the first case, the first Mishnah. But since the Mishnah had it in the first case, they mention here also. Tosfos in the beginning of the parak, that's coming from Tosfos in the first parak. And the Mishnah continues, Reb Shimon Omar, he argues, Reb Shimon. Shimon says there's a difference in the case of when the third brother was born, whether he was born after the second brother did Yibam or before. So Reb Shimon Omar, okay, he is, as Tiferes Yisrael explains, he is mater her, that wife, if there was Yibam and then the brother was born. So he says, Miyabon le'esirim she'yirtza, he says it's okay. The Levi can now do Yibam to everyone he wants. As Rashmav says, the Tzara would then go free, and it's not going on the case of what the Maimer happened, but it's going in the original case that says that when it's a normal case, the Reuven's wife would be usher to Levi because of Eshazach Shalom Alamo. But Reb Shimon says, since he was born after the Yibam, since Levi was born after Shimon did Yibam to Reuven's wife, and there was no Zika with the first brother who had married the woman who Shimon had done Yibam with, there was never any Zika between that wife and the Levi who was born, she is now mutter to him after Shimon dies. And the Rav adds, but we don't pass on the Reb Shimon. Okay, so oh, cholitz leis shirta. So Shimon said she can do Yibam to Levi, or either one of them could do Yibam, or either one could do Chalitza. Tosfos Yantif says, why do we use the lashon of cholitz that the Yavam does cholitz? It's really the woman doing the action of Chalitza. So he says, since the Yavam aids in the Chalitza, because he has to have Kavana for the Chalitza to work, so they use the lashon of cholitz everywhere in our Masechta, except for Mishnah Dalet in Perikid Beis. He says, like I will write there, B'siyata Shmaya, in the name of the Mechiyos. So I did a quick check there. They're talking about a Cheresh who has to do the Chalitza. And since a Cheresh doesn't have a Kavana, he's called Cheresh and Nechlatz. Chalitza happened to him rather than him being an active one with Kavana. Tzitzit Rebbe Kiva Eger says, when there was Mimer and then the Levi was born, Shimon holds that you can do Yibam or Chalitza to the wives of Shimon, and the first one goes free Mimanav Shach. You can do Yibam or Chalitza to the second wife of Shimon, but not, and the first one is Patur Manav Shach, because if Maimer works or as a companion Gomor, then they're both Mutter, because it would be like the case we had in the first Mishnah of marrying and then the Levi was born. And if Maimer doesn't work, she was never a Tzara Zerva, because they were never a complete marriage there. And if he's nolad before the Maimer, even Reb Shimon would agree that Choles is lo misabemes, because maybe Maimer is Kona and she's a Tzara Zerva. Tosfos Yantif says he doesn't argue Reb Shimon in the first case. Okay, so we don't really need the first case. But he says don't ask that, because we see why shouldn't we see from the second case that if the second case, even if there was Yibam, if Shimon did Yibam and then Levi was born, then they would aser, the Rabbana would aser them, the Levi, to do any kind of Yibam with the wives of Shimon. Certainly in a case where Levi was born and then he did Yibam. Okay, so because it says lo zu afzu tani, It's first they give the main case, and they say not only this case but that case as well, even though we would have known that. That's the Gemara says that. Taisus and Daf Chaf Amud Aleph Divrei Maskil Hai Isura, where over there he's explaining the sheet of Reb Shimon, says that the Isser of Eishes Ach has gone away because once someone does Yibum and then she becomes his complete wife, if he divorces her, he can remarry her, there's no problem anymore of being the Eishes Ach. Once you do Yibum, it's complete marriage. And just like the Isser of Eishes Ach goes away to the one he did Yibum with, the Isser of Eishes Ach also goes away as far as the brother who was born, and she becomes Inesh's Ach, Shahaya Ba'olama. Okay, continuing on in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, which is the Gemara's and Daf Chaf and Aleph, Kal Amr B'Yavama. They made a rule by Yavama, Kol Shi Yisr Erva. Anytime there's a problem with an Erva, as Israel says, like the 15 women in the beginning of the first Perek, Lo Chaletzel Misabemis. When there's an Yisr Erva, you don't have to Chalitzi, you don't have to Yibim. As Rashi says, the Tzara goes free also. Just like in Kol Shekein, certainly the one who's in Erva doesn't do Chalitz or Yibim. And the Rav adds, and similarly in Eilinus, because it says in Devarim Parakhov Hei Pasuk Vav, Asher Teileid, which excludes, and Eilinus is not in the din of Yibim. And similarly, he says, Eishes Rizchama and Nashregas, someone who was born that with he couldn't have any kids, or an Nashregas. Okay, lo choletzes, flowing sabemes. Those cases also, the Srischama and the Amlinus and the Androgynous wouldn't have to do chalitz or yibim to them, because it says, ubein ein lo, excluding those that can't have any children. And the wife of a ger and the wife of every meshuchri also don't do chalitz or yibim, because there's no din of achva to gerim or avadim, but nakara and a sukena either do chalitza or yibam. Now, Tosfos says, the Rav mentioned that Tzara goes free, and certainly she does. And similarly in Eilinus. So when he mentions the Tzara, that's what the Gemara mentions that. And Tosfos says, because there's a klal, that when someone is Aser and Isser Erva, that it's mashma. The Isser happened because there was an Erva, and that includes the Tzara. And we don't have to mention the Tzara together because it's going back on the first parak that mentioned it, that anytime the Tzara is Erva, anytime the Erva herself can't do Yibin, her Tzara also can't. That's what Tosfos writes. And then the Tosfos Yantar says, here what he mentioned about the Eilinus, he explains that it's going on the Eilinus herself and not the Tzara, and Kol Shekein he. Because the Tzara and Eilinus we excluded in the beginning of the first parak, and that's halacha. And this, that it said, what the Rav wrote, also the Sris Chama, the wife of the Sris Chama, look in Parakhes Mishnah Dalet. Okay, there I checked, it says Sris Chama, lo cholitz, lo cholzen, le ishto. If a man couldn't have children, so we don't do chalitza, or he can't have chalitza, and we don't do chalitza to his wife, because she never had a time when she was had a shas of kosher. And what it's where it says about Akara and Iskena, because Akara and Iskena, at one point, they did have a shas of kosher. Okay, Asura is, the Mishnah continues, Asura Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, if the Isser was an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha. Torah Israel says, we'll see in Mishnah Dalet, that, as I checked there, what is it? It says an Isser Mitzvah is Imidrabanan, that there's a din of an erva that they added on to the Diyaraisa ones. And Isser Kedusha is any woman. It is not Aser because of any kind of relationship. She's not a relative of the person she's falling to Yibam. It's only because of the Yichas. Like an Amana can't marry a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha can't marry, and a Chalitza can't marry a Kohen Hedyet, a Mamzeres and Sina can't marry Yisrael, and a Bas Yisrael can't marry a Nasa and a Mamza. So the Isser there, the Isser Kedusha, is because one has a higher level of kedusha than the other, and they can't marry. So in those cases, called letzes v'lo misabemes, they have to do chalitza and not yibim. Okay, the Ritva says just those who are aser would have to do chalitza or not yibam, but the tzara would be mutter to do yibam. Okay, so the Mishnah continues, achosa, the sister, Rashi Rav says, of the erva, shehi yivimta, if she falls to yibam and her sister is married already to the yavam. Rashi Rav says, the case is here, as Rashi Rav explained, there were two sisters married to two brothers, and one is usher because of erva, like she is his mother-in-law or his daughter-in-law. In that case, called let's omisya bemis. Rashi Rav says there's no question here of achasuku kasu because there's an erva and takes away the zika, and therefore choletzis omisya bemis. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothmeyer.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.